How did they make the bows?
Bows?
To turn it.
Bows can made out of any wood or ivory or some kind of a rib bone of ugru or walrus. Mm-hmm. And put a string attached to it, kind of loosen it so they can kind of roll that into the that string there. And the string would do the trick.
Mm-hmm. Make that string come from one end of the bow and wrap around this piece?
Yeah,
and then to the other
bow,
end?
Yes.
Does it make any difference how often you wrap the string around
this piece? Yeah, it doesn't make any difference either. Two times, but more than one.
More than one?
Just more than one.
Oh, yes.
Either two or three times. Not much more.
Yeah, with pegs, yes.
Just thread it real hurriedly before it freezes up on you.
Yeah.
You know something about that.
What is the Inupiaq term for?
Pauktun.
That's when it's used as a peg.
Yeah. To stretch the skin.
If it's used in a bow drill for making fire, do you know the name of the thing for it?
Neon.
Here's another surface collection, number 11.
Yeah, that's another scraper.
Another scraper.
Another scraper, something like that.
It's a little different shape than that other one, isn't it?
Yeah, they can be shaped a little different. It depends how a person makes them or the size they have before they make this. You see, when they are cracking these out of a rock, when they find a flint rock, they have to try and split it real nicely in the middle. And in doing so, the crack would be real different than the one was expected. Unexpectedly, the rock would scatter into different pieces. And from what they have, the shape would be different. So some of these are have been worn out also from sharpening from time to time and make it smaller also. You see the
one, different color too.
Yeah. Some are kind of greenish and kind of brownish color. The rocks had some different colors. This part here is the part that fits into the handle, like this one here, too.
Yeah.
That narrow end.
Should we try this?
There's some other things.
There's these nice things.
Huh? Huh?
Trying tomorrow?
Yeah.
This is from House 8, Accession Number 1.
this jade or what?
It looks like jade.
I have seen the shape of this type of a sharpener for knives. The trouble is, this one here has been broken off if it was that. It's the point.
It usually were
about so long or longer. The ones they use sharpeners for knives.
Why would they use jade?
Well, it's harder in most cases. They don't file the knife with this, but they do shaping like that on both sides.
Oh, just rub it across
the edge. Just rub it across the edge, like doing so. If a person is out hunting or in the house, whatever he is doing with the knife or ulu, if they have this sharpener, which we call ipiksan, we use something like this on both sides. I wouldn't be surprised if this knife were a little sharpened than before I start using this one. That's the way they do it. And in a tool like this, if this is the thing, there is probably a notch to tie a string into it so it won't slip off if they don't have the material to drill the thing through.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too hard to drill, why, they could try and make a notch on one end of it so they can put the string to hold it into their belt.
Oh, yeah.
This thing would be hanging from their belt and keep it handy to sharpen their knife anytime they need it, if this is the thing.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like to me that this is the sharpener for knives.
And it does look like jade, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where are there places to get jade? Do you know?
there are... probably you have heard about that around Nortok or so, in that area. People would be traveling through Meat River in summer. And in winter, they would travel around in that area and meet somebody that has come from Nortok or this way. That way they would trade with what they have. This is, if this is a jade, it's, we call it Isingnak.
That's the name for jade.
Isingnak.
This is from House 8. Some, braided material, baleen. North 6-8, west 6-8, northwest quad sod level.
Is that baleen or what?
It looks like baleen, this part up here. And then there's a lot of roots in there also. that have grown in.
No, I don't know.
Maybe it's not really braided. It might be just wound around and around.
Some baleen,
or twisted.
Some baleen lined lengthwise and then more baleen wrapped around that.
Could be like rope, I think.
Do you know of different things they would do that for?
No, I don't know.
Beverly, you suggested yesterday a handle or something.
That could be possible. Mm-hmm. That could be possible, but I don't know.
We found quite a few pieces out there of baleen where it's wrapped around or twisted or tied into knots. And do you know of any reason why they would do those things with the baleen?
Yeah, like she suggested, it could be made into a handle of some kind of a material. Like, is it just the length of that one here?
It was found like that, doubled up.
Just like that.
No, I don't know. I was just about to suggest that this could have been the handle of a wooden shovel on the middle of it. But they usually make them out of hide from ugruk or walrus.
That would be stronger.
Yeah. Instead of trying to make it out of those shreds there.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make out of this one myself.
Neither do we.
Here it is, just a braided sinew or something.
Uh-huh.
I would suggest that this is the one that has been prepared to use the sinew for sewing the skins together for later use. If it has been wrapped like that, if it was sinew, not the baleen, because I never did see anybody use baleen for sewing skins, except to bind the things that the men make. Use it as a string to tie things together.
I see. Uh-huh.
Sledge or putting the head of the tool or una into place. They use baleen to strap the things like that.
It's not strong, is it?
It is strong.
It is.
It is strong.
They wouldn't use it.
They use that to tie the sledge together or something that needs strong lashing.
If you do that for lashing, can you just leave it that way, or do you have to put anything else on it?
Just leave it that way.
Just leave it that way. Here's another piece from House 8, accession number 11.
It's the The point of a spear, all right. Is that a bone?
Looks like it, yeah.
That's the size of a spearhead for seals.
Oh.
What's the little hole for?
That little hole is for to hold it in case it slip off. They don't want to lose this.
So there'd be a rivet in there or a peg?
No, not. If it were just a rivet or a peg made out of wood, they would lose it once the peg is broken.
Uh-huh.
But they could use that too. Gamble with it. The way I suggest it, this one hole is could be used to run the string in order to leave this intact. They don't want to lose this one, so they will have to make another one.
Oh, yes. What's the name of these little points?
Ulu. Ulu of the spearhead.
Ulu.
Does that hole have a special name or no?
Just the hole. Ulu.
It has a red color to it.
What material did you decide it was of? Is that stone?
I'm not sure if that's... Is there red slate up here?
Yes.
Maybe that's what it is.
It looks to me like this could be... it's so old. It couldn't be born.
There's still some dirt on it that brown maybe made it look like bone.
Yeah, there are some red slates that I have seen broken out of Ulu.
Where do you get red slate?
I don't have the idea.
You don't have any idea.
It's not from here, huh?
I don't think so.
Surprising a little piece would last that long without breaking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is from House 8, accession number 130.
Did somebody tell you what this is?
Mm-hmm.
This is Mauna. Have you ever heard the name?
Mauna?
This is the blade edge of a wooden shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Just a part of it, corner part of it. Clip the wood part of it in here. And then tie it around or use pegs just to loosen, scrape the snow. Don't pry with it because it will break off.
It'll break.
Most of them would be, this slot here would be much wider. So, this is Mauna, the edge of the wooden shovel.
Can Can you tell what kind of bone that is? Or antler is it?
No, it's not an bone. These they make out of whale bone.
Whale bone.
Mm-hmm. How long are they? Are they longer?
Depends how wide the shovel is.
Yeah.
It's about that long that wide.
Yeah. And you lace them here? Hmm? You fasten them here with the holes?
Yeah.
Laces or pegs?
Yeah. Pegs.
Either way. This is from house 8, number 132. Oh, that's a complete piece, it looks like.
That's another one of the spears which we suggested earlier for spearing birds, part of a new yapok or to spear seals.
What's that for, that little notch?
That thing there is for so it won't slip off after they shove it into the animal. This will keep it from getting out.
Coming
there
back.
There is a string to here to, for somebody to hold.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So it won't slip off.
That barb on there. What do you attach that to then? Is that?
Into the long wooden handle.
To the handle?
Yeah.
How long are those handles?
Those
generally?
Handles are about so long.
About 6 feet or?
5.
5 feet?
5 or more.
What's
you can even throw them from kayak.
What's the name of the handle part?
You got me. The handle for the staff that we use to hunt seals with now. Use also on one end of it's got the peg made out of bone or ivory to check the thickness of the ice when it is young. That to find out whether it is safe or not for you to walk on the ice. And the whole thing we call una.
Oh yes.
With the point like that or either the spearhead for seals.
This one looks like it has a mark right there. Can you see that?
This one is from house 8, north 6 to 8, west 6 to 8, southeast sod level.
Yeah, that
is the complete one. Just like any of these.
Uh-huh.
This one here is to shove it into the wooden head or the bone that is made specially for this to shift.
The shaft.
Yeah, the shaft.
Now this one looks like it has a mark up here. Ooh, where was it? Oh, maybe I just imagined it. No, here it is. Can you see that mark in there?
The ownership mark.
It's probably just a masterpiece or something.
You don't know like, whose signature?
She suggested that the owner of any of these hunting equipment had a certain mark on every one he owns. The mark that's like his name. Wounded caribou or something run away from the person and somebody finds it dead. He saw this one. He would return for honor.
He would not.
This could be the head of the arrow, the portion. See this one here. We don't find any hole in here. This could be a slip in into the arrow, wooden arrow.
What would be the name for it then? Is it a different name?
Chico. Chico.
Chico?
Chico. Chico. It means the point of something.
The point of something.
The point of something that is sharp enough to do damage or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Chico. From where this barb comes up here, too, there's a line scratched on both sides, etched in there.
Well, probably just for the masterpiece, make a line over here.
Just to decorate it,
make
it look good.
Yeah.
How long does it take to make one of those, do you think?
You have the right kind of a tool, you wouldn't make it too long.
Yeah.
Just in about an hour or so with the modern equipment.
How did things like this, the points stay so tight in the shaft? Is the shaft fitted that so well that it just stays very,
yeah,
very tight?
They measure it and they really make a hollow into the arrow or something. In some cases, they have to tie it with their real fine string.
Around the shaft?
Around the shaft.
Right.
Especially where that goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be 101?
This isn't catalog.
This one.
Oh, this?
Yes.
Yes.
This is from House 8, number 101.
Looks like this has been the handle of some tool. I don't know. See, could be the handle of a knife, man's knife. I don't know about this. Some knives I have seen, not the ones that are have been in use earlier, but kind of modern, who had metal blade. They had holes, something like this, and put attached a piece of a string made out of seal hide or something like that. So they can hold it in some cases. I have seen the handles the size of this. Only this one here has a slot here in order to fit the slate. That we have seen earlier. This could be it.
Is there a name for just the handle itself?
Ipo.
There's a lot of decorating on that, isn't there? Someone had a fancy knife. See what this is. House 8, number 81. No, number 131.
This piece of wood?
I think so.
It's... I don't know.
It's got a little point, but that's it.
Yeah.
It's almost too small.
I wonder what they could use this one for. Piece of wood sharpened. But if it were longer and a hole in the middle, I would suggest that this one could be used for netting the snowshoes. Netting needle for snowshoes. The type that I have used are just a little bit wider than this one, and flat, and the hole in the middle to hold that string to net the snowshoes. But I don't make anything out of this. Somebody may have just work on this and just
threw it away.
Just throw it away or what?
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't use this soft wood to hold the material that they are tying. Here's how they use those. Something that is made out of a bone that doesn't break. They, when they start binding or strapping the work that they are doing, they would put this thing underneath,
in some cases. So they would run that string through the place of this one in order to make it tighter.
Oh, I see.
That's what they call kaluta. Mm. But this could be too weak for that purpose, since it is wood.
Do they make them out of bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is from House 8? Oh, no, I'm up.
House 8.
Okay, and this number?
It's
278.
278? Okay. That looks like the one we were looking at last time.
Yeah. That. Something like that. Yeah, that time we suggested it is the part of a handle of a flint knife or what do you call the other one? Slate?
Slate, yeah, you said slate.
This could be part of the handle. Could be something like that. Made out of a two bones instead of one.
Yeah, this is one half.
Yeah.
That's all.
Here's one more. This is from Mound 8, North 6 to 8, West 0 to 2, sod level. Kevin Smith, June 26th.
What is this? Can you tell me?
I don't know. There may be something broken there where your thumb is.
Yeah.
But the rest of it looks like it may be almost complete. Not broken.
Certainly, this has been a part of some kind of a tool or what. Huh. It could be, if it's another half like that, see this. It seems like that the thing has been broken in two, split in two. This might have been something to hold with a string like that.
Oh, like a handle to, what would be the word for that?
Just starting an outboard motor.
Yeah, like an outboard motor.
Only they don't have the outboard motors.
What do you think would be on the other end of it?
Sure. I don't know. That I cannot explain. I'm not quite familiar with the Muyakpuk, the one that we suggest, the spear to hunt boat from kayak. I mean, birch from kayak. Those type of spears, they call on some part of it Nukhrak.
Nukhrak.
The thing that probably separates from the spear itself. I don't know how. I don't even know the shape of that. But I kind of think that this may be something that come out from that spear. I don't know. This is just a suggestion.
That last piece we were looking at, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess that's all.
I think that's all.
All right. Good. That's the end of this tape.
More every day.
You hit the stop on that.